Shalom to all. Today's office climbed off Pei Beis, and we are starting the first line with the word ksiv. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarabas, Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, we conclude yesterday with mentioning the waters or the seas that surround Eretz Yisrael, and one of them was the Kinneret. David says in the Pasuk, referring to the Be'er of Miriam, Minishkaf al Pnei Yishimain. And what does this tell us? So, Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, he says, Kol Mishu Oil Har Yishimain, anyone that goes up to Har Yishimain, Umatuk Min Kvar Biyam Teveria, and he sees something that looks like a sieve in the Sea of Teveria, in the Kinneret, Zuhi Be'er Miriam, that is the Be'er of Miriam. And Amar Bichon, Bichon says, Sha'aruna Rabbanin, the Rabbanin evaluated where exactly it is, and they determined that Vahim Chavna, it's directly opposite, Kol Kabil Tara Mitzia, Teknishta Atikta Disrungen, by the middle gate of the old shul in Srungen. And more about dying in Chutzal Aretz, Rebbe Bar Kiryo of Reb Lazar, Havan Metailin, Bistrin, they're walking in the street, and Roa Runish Shayubayin with Chutzal Aretz La'aretz. They saw coffins that were coming from Chutzal Aretz to Eretz Yisrael to be buried. Amar Rebbe Bar Kiryo, Reb Lazar, Rebbe Bar Kiryo told Reb Lazar, Maha Ilu Elu, how do these help us? Anikar Elayim, I say about them the following pasuk. V'nachlasi Samtam L'Seyeva, they made my Nachla, which is Eretz Yisrael, as a Teyeva, as an abomination, and had these people make Eretz Yisrael an abomination, Bechayechem, in your lives. That's because they weren't interested in living in Eretz Yisrael. And beforehand, this pasuk says, V'atavayu V'tetam was Artsi, and they came and they contaminated my land. What's that referring to? Misaschem, in your death, meaning after you die, you come to Eretz Yisrael to be metameit. What's going on over here? So Amr Leir, Blazer responded to him, Kimin Chain Magin L'Eretz Yisrael, once they come to Eretz Yisrael, in Neutlin Gush Offer, Menichon Al Rainon, they take a clump of dirt and put it on their arin, on their coffin, and that's mechaper for them. The pasuk says, v'chiper ad masai amai. So we see that adama, the land, the earth of Eretz Yisrael, is mechaper for them. And on to brand new halacha, halacha dalad, we continue talking about shatnes. The Mishnah says, habarsim, v'habardesim, v'adalmatikion, umin alis hapinon, and pinon type shoes, loyal b'shem ad sheyivdaik. One is not allowed to wear any of these types of clothing until he checks them for shatnes. That's because this is wool clothing that often had linen sewed into it, so one has to check for shatnes. Rabbi Yosi says, if these come from the shore and from Dinas Hayam, they do not need to be checked. That's because the chazaka is that they were sewn with canvas, hemp, and not with linen because they didn't really have linen over there. And a wool-lined shoe also doesn't have any shatness issues. The Gemara just explains what type of clothing these things are. Habursin, that's Beria. Habardesin, that's Dilma. Hadalmatikon, that's Kublin and Ma'afirin. And Minolis Hapinon, that's Dardasin. Rabbi Yosi said in the Mishnah, Habayim Michaif Hayam, Umdinas Hayam. If they come from Chayf Hayam, Umdinas Hayam, they don't need to be checked. Ask the Gemara, Ma Chayf Hayam, Umdinas Hayam? Does this mean two different places? Either if they come from the seashore, or if they come from Umdinas Hayam, they don't need to be checked? Or does that mean they have to come from the Chayf Hayam, which is located overseas? The Gemara answers, from that which it says in a Braisa, Kigain, for example, what are these places? Sur v'chavrisa, and Kesar v'chavrisa, Sur in all the surrounding cities, and Kesari in all the surrounding cities. Hada'amr, this tells us, Mechayf Hayam, Shem Imdinas Hayam, we're talking about the cities by the shore that are Imdinas Hayam, because that's where Sur and Kesari are. These are referring to places that are outside Eretz Yisrael, and they're by the seashore. Pebezo Amez on the top, we'll continue explaining that Enon Srichin Bedika, they do not need to be checked for shatness. The Gemara just clarifies that the Tamer, this was said Bar Yishayna originally, Shaloi Haisa Pishin Mitzui B'chamakayim, the linen wasn't found in every place. Aval Achshav Shapishin Mitzui B'chamakayim, now that linen is found everywhere, Tzrichin Bedika, so even when they come from these cities overseas, they do have to be checked because it's possible they had linen sewn into them. Now we talk about the last case of the Mishnah, Minel Shel Zerev. This is referring to this wool lined shoe that we said in the Mishnah does not need to be checked. As the Gemara says, Is Asrin Tizarvin Amr Min Goy, there are places that line this shoe with wool inside. Kadadar of Zaira Mifkid of Abba Bar Zvina, Rav Zaira instructed of Abba Bar Zvina, that Vyamr Levar Rishain, tell Bar Rishain, who's a shoemaker, Deloy Yachot Le Misane Bekiton, not to sew his shoes with linen thread, Eler Bertsua, rather with a strap made out of leather, and this is referring to a shoe or a boot that did not have wool inside it, but he wore woolen socks, and would be an Isser of Shatnez Drabanon if he was wearing woolen socks and his shoes were sewn with linen threads, and that's because since he can't take off his woolen sock without taking off his shoe, so in a way, it's like they're connected. Now, Maidi Reb Zair agrees, Be'ahanda Asar Piski de Amar, Al the Kiton, with those that tie a woolen belt or sash around linen garments of theirs, to Hushari that's permitted, the Ishanitz Garme, the Hinochsale, because they could remove their garments, they could take off their linen clothing, and the belt will still remain on them. So it's unlike the case of the shoe and the sock. The shoe and the sock, you can't take off the sock without taking off the shoe. So in a way, it's like they're connected. But since one can take off their linen garments without removing their wool belt, there would not be an issue with that. Now, Bon Kumli Rabla, they asked in front of Rabla, Mao Michot Masani Bekiton, is a person allowed to sew their shoes with linen threads? So Armelani he told them, begins Reb Zeira. We have to be chashish Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira amar aser. Reb Zeira said it's aser. That's because a person might be wearing a wool sock. And Madi Rabbi Yila agrees, Bohenda yilbash dardasin da amar al gabi dardasin da kiton. If a person's wearing woolen socks on top of linen socks, duhu aser, that's aser. Doloy shal chilaya, loy shal charaya. He can't remove the inner one without removing the outer one, and so therefore, in a way, it's like they're connected, and that would be an iser of kalayim drabanan. We continue with more cases. Avo drav Safra, shal Reb Zeira, the father of Safra asked Reb Zeira, Mao miton pritin goy gulso, mekatrin b'chut tekiton. Is a person allowed to take money and put it inside his woolen garment and tie it up or wrap it up with a linen thread? Or the other way around, Mao miton pritin goy sedine, mekatrin b'chut amar. Is he allowed to put money in a linen garment and wrap it up or tie it up with a woolen thread? So Amalei told him, Chacham Rebbe l'Rav Huna, Rebbe knew Rav Huna, which means he knows Rav Shitas Rav Huna, the Rav Huna amar aser, Rav Huna says aser. Rav Avina amar aser, he also says aser. However, Shmuel amar mutter, Shmuel says mutter. And Rav Yaakov Acha, Bashir Rav Yasa amar mutter, Rav Yaakov Acha says in Rav Yasa also that it's mutter. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha, halacha hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.